This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Wildfires are burning in 10 states across the West, and authorities are running short on firefighters. The National Guard is participating, and some active-duty military are getting emergency training to join in by Sunday. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports people are getting pulled in from all over.
Tina Bailey says smoke is clogging the air at the National Interagency Fire Center in Boise, Idaho.
Now I can't even see the foothills, which are only a few miles away.
The fire center spokeswoman says there are close to 30,000 people fighting the western fires.
We have crews from the eastern states, the Midwest, the South, coming down from Alaska, as well as from Canada.
And the U.S. is negotiating for crews from Australia and New Zealand. Regular firehouses have skeleton crews while their staff heads to the burning forests. Mike Lopez is with the union representing many California firefighters.
We have employees that are on the duty for 20 to 25 days in a row with no days off.
4,000 prisoners are also helping, says Bill Sessa of the California Department of Corrections.
And when they're on the fire line, they do everything that a trained firefighter would do to fight a wildland fire.
Prisoners can earn up to $26 a day, which Sessa says is pretty good for prison pay. I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.